Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 21, Pretoria 22, Tzaneen 26.
Probably wondering why the N1 South is so slow and the M1 North too. The M1 North spectator value, N1 South, a crash near Sam Rand Road. And Houghton Estate, M1 South, a crash after Glenhove Road.
President Cyril Ramaphosa is in no rush to replace South Africa's expelled ambassador to the United States. Ibrahim Rasool, who was in the U.S. for a short stint, is expected back home after being declared persona non grata by Secretary of State Marco Rubio. The U.S. expelled him after he accused former President Donald Trump of pushing a global white supremacist movement. Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says the president is still applying his mind.
In fact, the president appreciates the numerous messages that he's received. He's been inundated by messages from people volunteering themselves to be posted in Washington, from people making suggestions of individuals to be considered for Washington. However, the president is going to take his time.
South Africans will be keeping a very close eye on the Reserve Bank this afternoon as the Monetary Policy Committee prepares to announce its latest decision on interest rates. Economists predict that the South African Reserve Bank is likely to keep the repo rate unchanged at 7.5% as inflation remains a key concern. Sanlam Investments economist Patrick Buthelezi says a global market trends and escalating trade wars could push inflation higher.
Policymakers tend to be cautious when operating under uncertain environment, but the monetary policy stance is still restrictive, which means there's still room for a cut. Inflation is expected to remain contained between 3-6%, and proposed tax hikes, including a VAT hike of 50 basis points this year and next year, are expected to have a minimal inflationary impact.
Transport Minister Barbara Creasy has launched this year's Easter Road Safety Campaign, which will run until the 2nd of May. Creasy, alongside stakeholders from the transport industry, addressed media in Pretoria earlier today. Last year, more than 300 people lost their lives over the Easter period. Creasy lamented human behaviour as the biggest contributor to crashes and pedestrian deaths.
Our theme for this campaign is "It Begins With Me." We chose this theme because driver and pedestrian behavior is responsible for 87% of road accidents, fatalities, and injuries in our country.
And the Rwandan-backed M23 armed group has taken control of a key mining hub in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The seizure of the town of around 60,000 people marks the farthest west the group has advanced into the DRC's interior since it emerged in 2012. Earlier this month, mining group Alphaman evacuated its employees and halted operations at its mine for tin ore. More on jackarandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Emil Pinar. More news at 4.
Thanks, Emil. And he's going to be doing the breakfast show news tomorrow when I'm in for Martin. I'll be here for Concierge.
Yes.
Here's a question for you, because the word came up during the news, and I'm curious. Do you think that the guys at Spur, when they have their AGM and they've got the people who own shares in their company, refers to them as stakeholders? I just wanted to know. You know, I think this is an important thing.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
We were strangers at the bar. They were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over, came and tapped you on your shoulder, said, "My dear, you're not the only one." Spent the night there at my place, that night became 100 days, and I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without, and every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for you.